and I'm not proud of my strength.
Bill Left and Wendy Snyder on WGN, along with Hannah and Dane. You know them from Flavor HD, the best website in the history of websites. Hi, Hannah. Hi, Dane.
Oh, hello. Hi there.
Is this guys? Gord or Lord?
It's just Lord's brother.
It's Gord. It's, yeah.
That's who it is.
Weird Al.
Oh, Wendy and I were talking about gluten because at some point you have to. Gluten is something that everybody, it's somehow become a major issue in this country.
Like it's the enemy.
It's the enemy.
But it's not unless you are part of a subgroup. Not that you're lesser being in a subgroup, but just a different category. And that's primarily celiac disease patients or those who have an intolerance to wheat, rye, barley, anything that would have gluten.
Can I ask this really quickly?
Yes.
Wendy and I have discussed this on several occasions. I don't know if you guys have been present for this. A generation ago, we didn't have the problem with gluten. We didn't have the problem with peanut allergies, and now it's such a huge deal. What changed in 25 or 30 years?
The Internet. Partly it is, because there's an awareness, and there's this forthcoming of people who can talk about it, blog about it, express themselves. And celiac disease did exist, but nobody really diagnosed it. And is it more common? Absolutely. Autoimmune diseases have absolutely either been diagnosed more or have become more mainstream. More people have them in the past couple of decades.
You're seeing, too, is just these different words become kind of buzzwords. And is there some fact at the basis of it? Of course. But then they become popular.
Right.
But, you know, like organic. So you're seeing products that were always gluten-free now with a big label saying now even more gluten-free.
Oh.
Like, I order my stuff with extra gluten.
Which is I'm a fan. Side order
and
gluten,
monosodium glutamate. Same, right? You want that.
But MSG.
That MSG became a huge issue a couple of years ago. Did you just tell a cricket?
Yeah. Wendy,
we got Wendy a cricket
Wednesday goes cricket hunting during the show.
So there is this thing now called gluten-free Wednesdays. And what's interesting about it is it's organized by these bloggers who blog about food intolerances, which is very important if you have an allergy, someone,
of course,
because it affects your entire family, especially if it's a child.
Yeah.
So peanuts, shrimp, the big seven of the allergy world.
Are they in sync with George Carlin's seven words that you can't say on the air?
Very different. It's although people say, people who have those intolerances and allergies say those seven words a lot.
Is it like the Food Trilateral Commission, though, where people don't talk about it, but these seven foods are running the world?
And actually, the big seven of foods that are causing the biggest allergies change. They're not just the same in America as they would be in the Middle East somewhere.
Really?
Yeah. You know, like sesame is a bigger issue overseas than it is here because it's a bigger staple in their diet.
Oh, I guess
Aren't you allergic to something that I was shocked to find out you were allergic to? Is that you?
I know. I don't have a whole list, but I know there's at least a few things. Hannah, let's see if you can name them.
Yes.
No, the things. Oh, me.
Oh, the things that I'm allergic to.
Hannah, turkey, I know for one.
I don't believe you.
Okay.
Pumpkin.
I love pumpkin.
Well, I mean, the pumpkin guy.
Bill
came
is
in.
Allergic to pumpkin.
Maybe real.
Oh, I did have a weird reaction with the pumpkin guy.
So
pumpkin.
White wine. You're not good with white wine.
Well, sulfites in general. I can't.
And then the color red. The red.
Well, the red dye.
Which I thought was difficult.
I didn't really think. And graham. I can't have graham crackers.
But don't people.
What about grandpa?
I'm okay with that. And root beer. I can't have root beer.
If they don't like a food, they will think, I'm probably allergic to it in some way. You just categorize
it. That absolutely has, that's a trend that's a little dangerous.
Yeah, sure.
People go, oh, no, I'm allergic. I can't have mushrooms. Well, okay, I get that, but just say you don't like them.
Right, it's easier. Wouldn't that be better?
Because then, I mean, there are entire processes that chefs and restaurants and Disney World go through to prevent food interaction, and it's a huge priority for them for safety reasons. So if you say you're intolerant versus allergic, versus I just don't really like it.
So if your kids say they're allergic to broccoli,
they're going to be like, really?
Right.
But
so my kids aren't allergic to homework?
No, they just don't like it.
No.
That's what it is.
But gluten, what gluten is, which you sort of asked, and I will tell you anyway.
Wait, let's make that a cliffhanger.
Oh, good.
All right. We will find out exactly what gluten is from Hannah and Dane from Flavor HD in just a little bit. But first, a look at the roadways. Leslie Kiling has that for you.
Hey, can I tell you one thing? Learn how real Chicagoans live, the day-to-day struggles and successes with health, fitness, and food. Watch Living Healthy Chicago Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on WGN-TV.
Hannah and Dana are here from Flavor HD. They come by and they talk food with us on Wednesdays. You can check out their website anytime you want. It's flavorhd.com. Hannah, I don't want to leave people hanging any longer. You were about to explain exactly what gluten is and why it's killing the crops.
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's actually not killing crops, but it is responsible for the bees going away. No, it is a protein. That's plain and simple, and that's why it's found in so many products, from your shampoo to your makeup. Bill, yours looks amazing.
Thank you for
Bill
saying.
Drinks his shampoo.
I really like
so
the contouring you've done on
it's
your cheekbones.
It's funny on tap. It's like beer.
Yes, but it is in cream sauces. It's going to be in your soy sauce.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere, and it's because in wheat and rye and barley, it's a protein that's kind of attached to
it.
All
right.
But now I have an in-law who got a bunch of allergy tests, and she came back allergic to everything.
Okay.
And I've heard that to be a common occurrence.
Okay.
So I don't believe she's allergic to gluten.
Well, you can have a wheat intolerance or a rye intolerance or an allergy and not be allergic to gluten.
It's a separate whole division.
Exactly. However, if you are trying to avoid, let's say, wheat, saying that you're going gluten-free, easy way to do it. You can look for the packaging because it won't have those.
Well, Ken, we know that the gluten isn't destroying the rainforest at this point, but do they have, and are you aware of maybe like a bracelet, like an identifying bracelet that says that you're rye intolerant?
That's a good idea, rye intolerant bracelet. That's a great idea.
A designer one, though.
You're too, huh, buddy?
All right, well, here is what we did, though. I brought in, so I bought these cookies for a very scientific test with Bill and Wendy, and then proceeded to eat many of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that container's pretty empty.
There's three left.
How many were in there?
106.
When did you get them?
25 minutes. I don't know.
To test them into the goodness.
For the show at some point.
But the test here was to see.
The test here is to see if the cookies are
legit.
Up to par.
Wendy, what do you think?
I have to tell, and they're like a blonde Oreo. That's what the.
Yes, they are. In fact, they are gluten-free vanilla sandwich cookies.
Is it a natural blonde Oreo, or is it store-bought?
Listen how crunchy these are. I'm not kidding.
They're great.
Crispy.
Crispy.
It's like a pie crust, you know, kind of cookie thing.
And that is what I found. The flavor was all there. The texture was not even all there. It was better.
It was.
So they're figuring it out, because the early days of gluten-free food, people go, yeah, I'd try it, but it's also flavor-free.
And I can, by walking across the street, find so many gluten-free options because I went and looked and there were many.
Gluten cause sogginess? Because seriously, listen to this.
No.
I will turn my mic up. Listen, have you crunched on an Oreo and had it made this sound?
Pretty crisp.
Like a saltine cracker.
I'll go into a studio later and figure that out.
Right.
But what gluten does is it provides the elasticity. So if, like a dough where there's a springiness to it, that's because of gluten.
It is.
That's what it does. And that's why you can substitute items like rice flour and things, but then you have to do a couple other things to make it work.
There are a lot of, and have been, some great bakeries. You got DeFloward, who's one of them, that makes
amazing.
A lot of great artisan stuffs in there at the Whole Foods. But Hannah, this is like a regular factory-made thing. So now the regular mass-produced cookie situation has kind of gotten in on the gluten thing. Divulge for the listeners, like, unless you're trying to hoard them, there was four left on the shelf. I'll be stopping by. Well, who makes it? Because it looks like a regular kind of thing.
It is a regular kind of thing, and it's Sage Valley. And it is 100% natural and no preservatives.
Vanilla sandwich cream?
Gluten-free vanilla sandwich cream.
They're pretty good. They're very, very good.
I'm going gluten-free.
If I had not ripped the package open, we would take a picture of it. Well, maybe we will. Anyway.
All right. It'll still work. You guys also wanted to talk about bananas in some capacity for some reason. What happened with bananas?
Well, it's National Banana Lover Day.
Today?
Did you see that's the parade?
That's why we had banana fans. We made those.
Oh,
that was great. It was
nice.
Heavy, but it worked. So yeah. The air around.
I thought they were here to celebrate Jackie Robinson High.
No, Jackie Robinson West? No.
Yeah.
That's
I always mess that up.
Bananas. They love bananas. See how this plays in?
You saw the Mr. Chiquita motorcade.
Yeah. See that
went by. Now, Bill, you have written no less than four books on the bananas.
To date, I've written four books about bananas.
In and around the banana space, as far as. Now, but here's some kind of cool things I did not know. We always try to share some trivia along with the things. Banana trees are 25 feet high, so they're big.
Yeah.
Yep. A cluster of bananas is called what?
A bunch.
It is not.
No?
It isn't?
No.
A Google.
It, no.
Gaggle.
A Google
of
bananas?
It's called a hand.
A
what?
Hand of banana.
Give me a hand
like
of banana.
It looks like fingers.
I guess.
No.
And one banana, Hannah, don't give it away. One banana is
two
called...
Two banana, three banana, four.
One banana is...
Not enough.
A Hannah?
A finger. Oh,
oh,
Hannah's only thinking of Hannah. No,
Hannah
but you said the hand thing.
I don't know.
And they grow from what? Like, if you, let's say you had, you know, some like beanstalk kind of situation. You
right.
What do they grow from?
Tallymen. Come, Mr. Tallyman, no, come tally me banana.
Is it a seed of some
not
sort?
Not seeds, Bill.
It's a tree.
You're just toying with us, but it's a bulb. They grow from
banana bulbs.
But they grow upside down.
They oh, right.
Grow
I knew that.
This way. They grow
should have asked
that
me
way.
That one. It, I knew that one.
That's really good listening. I know. For
right.
everybody at home.
With the fingers
my
up.
My fingers are going up.
Right.
Yes.
And they're technically a berry.
No, they are not.
That's what banana.com says. They're technically a berry.
They're lying.
What else would they be?
Also,
a banana.
I know, but they're, you know, I guess they classify
we have
them.
To, we have to, do, we must touch on one thing before we have to go, and I know we do. Supreme Lobster.
Yeah.
Those who are panicking because Supreme Lobster's retail store is closed.
The one on North Avenue.
The one on North Avenue in Villa Park. It is one of the greatest places to source
it smells
your own
like good.
Really fresh seafood.
Yeah.
They are currently closed. They are renovating their entire retail space. Look for them to reopen in October.
All right.
So a month and a couple
this
of days.
Same location?
Same location. Right.
This won't
just
ruin the supply of lobsters in the city,
hopefully,
will it?
Hopefully it will only make it better. No, they're absolutely still doing their restaurant supplying.
Oh, good.
They, but it's the actual, every customers can shop here too. Retail location happens to be closed.
And great. If you're going to barbecue this weekend, a lot of people are, but also heritagebarbecue.com. We had Brady in last week. Yep. Look out for the Flavor HD tweet. We've got a couple tickets to give away for that.
Very good. It's Hannah and Dane from Flavor HD. Their website is flavorhd.com. Thank you both.
Thank
appreciate
you.
It. More of us, Bill and Wendy, next. It's WGN.